Hello, and welcome to JStation, where you will learn the piano as well as basic music theory. I am your host, Jesse Allen, and have an urge to teach you what I know about the fundamentals of music. This is episode 1, so let's get started with just the basics. As a musician, you need to understand the instrument you play. In this podcast series, I will be teaching you about the piano. If you have a piano or keyboard around your household, I strongly recommend you use it when listening to this podcast. It will help you visually understand what it is I am explaining. So out of all the white keys on a piano, there are only 12 existing notes. These 12 notes consist of 7 white keys and 5 black keys. The black keys are called sharps and flats. The 7 white keys are C, D, E, F, G, A, and B, repeating after C. Speaking of C, let's try to find it. The C note is to the direct left of the two grouped together black keys. You've probably heard of the term before, middle C. Middle C is an important note for beginners. It is what connects the bass and treble clef when reading sheet music. It is the direct center of an 88 full keyboard, and C is the basic scale for beginners. It is the basic scale because it requires no sharps or flats in its major scale. So we're going to play a C major scale. The fingering names are thumb, called 1, pointer is 2, middle finger is 3, ring finger is 4, pinky is 5. Play middle C with your right hand using your thumb. Remember, middle C is to the direct left of the two grouped together black keys. It sounds like this. And moving to the right, play the next white key with your second finger, and then your third finger on the third note. These notes are C, D, and E. At E, you will put your thumb under your middle finger to play the fourth note, F. You use your thumb to play the fourth note because you would run out of fingers if you wanted to finish the scale. Then finishing the scale, play the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth note with your second, third, fourth, and fifth finger, which is G, A, B, and C. Now we need to go back to the note where we started. Going left, play the high C again with your pinky, R. Fourth finger, third finger, second finger, first finger, then put your third finger over your thumb, 2, and end with a thumb. You should end on the same note that you started off with when we began the scale. So we just played a complete C major scale with our right hand. Now, with your left hand, go an octave to the left on C. Remember, again, C is the note to the direct left of the two grouped together black keys. It sounds like this. Play C with your pinky, the D with your fourth finger, the E with your middle finger, the F with your second finger, then one on the G, middle finger over your thumb, and finish with 2 and 1. You should be on C. Now, to go back, we put our thumb on the C, second finger on the B, third finger on the A, put your thumb under, onto the G, second finger on the F, third finger on the E, fourth finger on the D, and fifth finger on the C. Now that we played the C scale with both hands, we will play the C major chord. A C major chord sounds like this. A chord is a group of 3 or more notes sounded together as a basis of harmony. So a C major chord consists of the root note, which is C, the third note in the C major scale, which is E, then the fifth note, which is G. You can play a C major chord in any way, in any octave, as long as the notes consist of C, E, and G. So, quick recap. The C major scale consists of 8 notes. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and C. The fingering names are thumb as 1, pointer is 2, middle finger is 3, ring finger is 4, and pinky is 5. The reason I am going over the numbers of the fingers is because it'll be a lot easier to to do this tutorial using numbers instead of finger names. A C major chord consists of the first, third, and fifth note in the C major scale. Thank you for tuning in on JStation. Stay tuned for the next episode, not just values, but note values.